Welcome to the Freelancer Podcast. My name is Kyle Prinsloo, and in this podcast, I talk about freelancing nuggets without the fluff to help you become a better freelancer. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Freelancer Podcast. In this episode, I want to walk you through Wix Studio and why I think it is a game changer for freelancers and agencies. So if you missed my video, I just went live with a video walking you through everything. And if you know my style, it's not a 30-minute video. It's more like a 3-minute, 4-minute video because I don't like fluff. I get straight to it. So yeah, I would encourage you to watch it. I'll walk through some examples and all of that. But as a quick little audio summary, I really think it's worth mentioning. So I'm not going to go into a lot of the detail that I mentioned in the video. I'm just going to give you some of the highlights and the nuggets. So let's start with templates, right? So there's some cool templates. It's basically all free. And when I say cool, I'm not referring to like these generic sort of boring templates. You know, these are like legit modern templates. You know, it really looks awesome for a lot of different use cases. You know, you've got like agency, you've got, you know, accounting, a lot of the professional things, a lot of the creative things. So yeah, really check it out. And as I say, it's free, you know, so you can start with that. I will create a future episode on like creating websites fast. And I think templates are one use case that, you know, that will count in your favor. So now I'm going to actually share the most exciting feature I like, and that is AI. So it's AI tools, and there's a couple of them. First one is responsive AI. So that's for all breakpoints. You literally just click a button and it does all the responsive AI for you. The other one is you can write code faster using like an AI assistant. So if you're into code and you use VS Code, trust me, you're going to love that. Another two common ones are, which is pretty much common these days now with DALL-E and ChatGPT's images and text. And also SEO. I actually played around with this, I think it was yesterday or the day before, when I went live with one of my websites. And literally I just told the keyword that I wanted. I said I want like this title. I want this meta. And yeah, it was actually pretty solid. I didn't use 100% of it, but I used 80%. So I can only imagine that's going to get better from an SEO standpoint. And then we've got image editing. We've got quick layout design changes. So let's say you've got like a grid or like you're used to a certain layout. You just click, you know, whoop, changes everything. A new little style, a new little layout. Click again, new style, new layout. So it looks pretty insane. And also it doesn't stop there from a visual perspective. It also carries on to marketing campaigns. So these are the upcoming features. So yeah, definitely something to check out. The other one I like is the animations. And if you heard me speak in this podcast and a lot of my tweets and everything, you know that I'm not really a fan of animations. So I don't mean it in the bad sense. I think that a lot of people just get too caught up in this, you know, and try and focus on the fluff. So yeah, if you do have paying clients and you do want to make that animation and all that stuff, great. But if you don't have paying clients, don't waste your time on this stuff, you know, focus on the 80-20, the stuff that moves the needle. So just wrapping up in terms of the animations, the cool thing that I like about it is you don't even need to use code, like custom CSS, JavaScript, whatever, different frameworks and everything. You can do all of this stuff with no code. And that includes things like maybe like scroll animations, looping, maybe it's entrance animations, maybe hover or clicking animations. So there's a lot of different you know, animations you can get into. These are just the ones that I like. And also, not to hate on coding, but if you do love the coding aspect, you can also add custom CSS. And this is like, you know, unique styles, unique animations. Maybe you want to make some components interactive or whatever, right? There is capability of adding that, which I think is underrated, especially when it comes to like CMS platforms. The other cool thing, which I think is really going to be massive, and this might be something next year that I'll potentially explore, right? And that is selling apps in the Wix marketplace. So it might not be apps specifically that I'll sell, but I'm thinking of selling, maybe it's like templates or themes or apps or whatever. But if you did want to look into this, you'll use like it's called the Blocks workspace, and you can build maybe it's widgets or interactive components. And as I say, you can sell it on the Wix marketplace. It's a massive marketplace. Definitely a lot of guys are cooking it there. So something to consider. Big feature, another one is headless CMS. So if you know what that is, basically you can power any stack with Wix headless. So you can take like Wix APIs, maybe it's bookings, e-com events, to any front end, and you can control each API through a business manager. And all of this is in one place. So extremely convenient, extremely good and easy to use if you're into that. Another one, which I think is actually pretty much sets Wix Studio apart, is the client kit for client handovers. So this is where you would add like, maybe it's like a helpful resource, like a Zoom recording walkthrough of the site, you're handing it over, or maybe you want to add a tutorial on how to use a CMS, or maybe there's like site brand guidelines or whatever, right? So that's a big thing. So it's pretty much, you know, from start to end on like building websites, you know, liaising with your client, handing it over. So yeah, that's a big thing. Another cool thing I think is the integrations, and literally they've got pretty much everything. So design, development, marketing, all of that stuff when it comes to integration. So as I mentioned, these are just the nuggets. There's like literally over 50 features. You know, one could get into like reusable assets, CSS grid, a lot of SEO stuff and more. But other cool things that I like is, especially when it comes to platforms, right, is the support. And look, I don't want to mention any names, but yeah, I think that's lacking in a lot of platforms, you know, if you had to compare certain aspects with Wix Studio. And this is where I think Wix Studio is incredibly strong. And you can just Google something like the Wix Studio Academy, and there are so many tutorials, webinars, and everything that you can learn. And also, if you guys don't know, you probably do, but if you don't know, I've got a community, freelancefam.com. It's completely free, where I help freelancers start and scale. I mean, we've got guys like earning zero, like nothing, all the way to over $100,000 a month. So yeah, it's very diverse, a lot of beginners, a lot of experts, and it's really awesome. So you can join it, and we also help you, you know, through some Wix Studio things. I mean, there's a dedicated channel if you need some support or whatever when it comes to it. So yeah, I don't want to ramble. That's pretty much Wix Studio in a nutshell. And I think the cool thing about it is you have to try it. You know, it's completely free to try. You can actually pretty much make websites completely free. You'll just use the URL. You know, it might be something like, I can't remember what the URL is, but it's like, maybe it's like carl.wixstudio.com, something like that, right? And it's good enough, you know, and then you obviously just pay when you want to connect a domain. So it's well worth trying, well worth checking out. Really, I think it's going to be a game changer in the coming months. I've used it for a couple of websites now. The people I work with are using it for client websites and everything. So yeah, really cool. So I don't want to ramble. Let me know what you think, though. Honestly, when pretty much everyone that I've chatted to you know, use or try Wix Studio, I have not heard one negative thing. So if you do try it and you don't like it, let me know. I'm very curious to know, you know, what you don't like. Because if you do compare it to other CMS and other platform, trust me, if you look at it from a non-biased point of view, Wix Studio is better. If you look at the features and pricing and everything, and you consider everything in context. So definitely worth trying out. Very curious to know what you think. And that is it in this episode. Hopefully I'll chat to you guys soon, but I hope you're doing well and keeping well. Appreciate it.